Welcome into Friday. For the first time in its history, Major League Baseball is taking regular season games to the home of cricket, the most popular bat and ball sport in the world. The New York Yankees and the Boston Red Sox will play twice, tomorrow and Sunday, in London. More from Wall Street Journal baseball writer Jared Diamond. Jared, it's a heavy lift.
There's virtually no baseball culture in the United Kingdom. People here don't know anything about baseball. Most people here have never seen baseball, have no interest in baseball, and are just thoroughly confused by the game that we love back in the United States. So there's a lot of questions about why Major League Baseball wants to do this at all, what if things they could get out of this. But MLB believes that there is a market to be tapped in Europe, and this is sort of the beginning of trying to tap into it. The question is going to be whether Londoners have room for another bat and ball sport in their life other than cricket.
As you mentioned, there's a lot competing for Londoners' attention right now, including cricket.
Yeah, so the Cricket World Cup is going on this weekend, which is not exactly the kind of event you would think Major League Baseball would want to go directly up against head-to-head. In fact, you have England playing India in Pakistan against one of the Yankee Red Sox games, and that's not necessarily what you'd want. But the problem was for baseball that scheduling this was very, very challenging. As I'm sure most people know, the weather in London is not exactly made for baseball most of the time. There's a very short summer in this city, in this country, and it sort of limited them to trying to put it in one of those summer weekends. And it's paid off. They have a gorgeous weekend scheduled right now. It's supposed to be as hot as 90 degrees Fahrenheit on Saturday, which is, I think, about as hot as it ever gets in London. So it's going to feel like baseball. But there's just a lot on the summer calendar in this city because the summer is so short. Everything just kind of gets smushed into the same three-week span.
We're speaking with Wall Street Journal baseball writer Jared Diamond. His piece is called Coming to London, Yankees versus Red Sox versus the Great British Summer. All right, plus these are only a couple of regular season games, not all that important in the grand scheme of things.
Correct. This is just two regular season baseball games, two out of 162, in a market that's going to be thoroughly confused over what they're watching. Now, look, there's going to be curiosity. There's no doubt about it. The tickets for these games, 60,000 each day, sold out within less than an hour. There was a lot of demand for the tickets. The question is going to be, and it's a question that even Major League Baseball can answer, is exactly what is the makeup of the crowd going to be? MLB says that 70% of the tickets were bought in the UK, 20% were bought in the United States, and the other 10% was bought around the rest of the world. But what nobody knows is how many of those tickets bought in the UK were then just sold on the secondary market to American tourists or American expats. That's not what MLB wants. MLB wants true, born and bred Londoners, Europeans, at these events. There's no upside to Major League Baseball to just getting American fans flying over from the U.S. to watch games they would watch anyway. That doesn't build baseball in any meaningful way. What does build baseball is getting people in London to care. So that's going to be the question of who's exactly sitting in the seats come Saturday and Sunday.
Isn't it hard to find a stadium to fit a baseball game?
Yeah, that's another problem that MLB faced, is that most football stadiums or soccer stadiums, they would say in the U.S., are not the right size, cannot fit a baseball field. They're too narrow, too small. Baseball fields are very, very big. Sort of forced MLB's hand over to the London Stadium, which was the stadium built for the Olympics here in 2012. This is not a really beloved stadium in the city anymore. In fact, it's generally hated. It's viewed as just sort of big and soulless and sort of lacking any character, but it has a running track around the soccer pitch, which, good news for Major League Baseball, gives it that extra width that baseball needed to build a baseball field. So it's going to be interesting to see. The field has enormous amounts of foul room. The center field fence is only 385 feet away, which is far too short for a typical Major League stadium. So it's definitely going to be interesting, but it looks like a baseball field, and I guess that's sort of all MLB could hope for.
Thanks, Jared. It's Wall Street Journal baseball writer Jared Diamond. Now there are even more ways to get This Morning on demand. Find our daily podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Google Podcasts, and more. Or tell Alexa or Google to play This Morning with Gordon Deal, and you'll instantly be connected to America's first news.